一分钟
One minute.
陶哲轩点破了 AI 最大的谜题。
How Shek Shuen solve the biggest mystery of AI?
很多人以为大模型
Many people think that large models
最神秘的地方是没人知道它怎么运行。
The most mysterious place is where no one knows how it works.
但顶尖数学家 Terence Tao 陶哲轩却说
But the top mathematicians, including Terence Tao, say that
恰恰相反
On the contrary
LLM 最底层的原理其实并不复杂
The underlying principles of LLMs are actually not complex
甚至简单到本质上就是线性代数、矩阵乘法、梯度下降
It's as simple as linear algebra matrix multiplication and gradient descent in essence.
基础微积分
Basic crisis classification.
也就是说
That is to say,
人类其实非常清楚这台机器是怎么被训练出来的。
In fact, humans are very clear about how this machine was trained.
真正恐怖的不是底层不可知
What's truly terrifying is the unknown depths beneath.
而是我们知道它怎么运转
But we know how it works.
却不知道它为什么会突然变聪明
However, I didn't know why it suddenly became so smart.
这才是今天 AI 最深的谜题
This is the deepest mystery of AI today.
这件事其实非常反直觉
This is actually very counterintuitive.
因为在传统工程学里
Because in traditional engineering,
规则越简单
the simpler the rules, the better.
结果通常越可预测
the results are usually more predictable.
比如钟摆、电路、发动机
For example, the pendulum circuit engine.
你知道方程就能预测行为
Do you know that the intelligent prediction of behavior is a thing?
但大模型不是 Transformer 底层
But large models are not based on the transformer.
结构非常统一
The structure is very uniform.
无非是 attention 矩阵
It's just an attention matrix.
运算概率分布更新
Generalization of operational probability distribution.
可问题在于
The problem lies in
当参数规模突破某个临界点后
When the scale of parameters exceeds a critical point
系统会突然出现推理能力
The system suddenly exhibits reasoning ability
代码能力
Coding ability
世界知识语言迁移
World knowledge transfer,
数学泛化
mathematical generalization.
而这些能力很多时候是真不是人类设计进去的
And these abilities are often not designed by humans.
更像是在高维空间里突然涌现出来的
More like suddenly appearing in a higher dimensional space.
这就像什么
This is like what?
像你只是在不断堆积神经元
Like you are just constantly stacking neurons
结果某一天意识突然出现了
One day, consciousness suddenly appeared
陶哲轩真正厉害的地方是他
The real strength of Tao Shek Shuen lies in
他指出了问题
He pointed out the problem
核心
Core
人类数学其实非常擅长处理两种东西。
Humans are actually very good at processing two things.
第一种，绝对规则。
The first absolute rule.
比如微分方程、几何、经典物理。
For example, the geometry of differential equations in classical physics.
第二种，完全随机。
The second one is completely random.
比如随机噪声概率模型
For example, a probabilistic model of random noise
布朗运动
Ground movement
但问题是
But the problem is
自然语言刚好
Natural language is good.
卡在中间。
Stuck in the middle.
它既不是严格规则。
It is not a strict rule.
也不是纯随机。
Not purely random.
它是一种半结构化混沌。
It is a semi-structured chaos.
这里面同时存在语法结构。
There are also grammatical structures in it.
文化隐喻，上下文依赖，情绪迁移，概念映射。
Cultural metaphor context dependent emotional transfer mapping.
于是问题来了。
So the question arises.
这种数据到底属于结构？
What kind of structure does this data belong to?
还是随机？现代数学对这里的理解其实非常薄弱。
The understanding of modern mathematics in this area is still very weak.
陶哲轩把它称为一种介观层问题。
Al-Jakshuan called it a borrowing view problem.
也就是介于微观与宏观之间的复杂结构。
It is a complex structure that lies between the micro and the macro.
而这恰恰解释了。
And this explains exactly why.
为什么 AI 今天越来越像物理学？
Why is AI becoming more and more like physics today?
因为你会发现。
Because you will find that.
我们不是在编程智能。
We are not programming intelligence.
而是在不断扩大一个高维动力系统。
And in continuously expanding a high-dimensional dynamical system,
然后观察某种结构是否会自发形成。
Then observe whether a certain structure will spontaneously form.
这也是为什么 scaling law 如此有效。
This is also why scaling laws are so effective.
因为规模变大后
Because of the scale.
系统内部会突然形成新的表示层，新的抽象层。
The system will suddenly form a new presentation layer, a new abstraction layer.
新的语义压缩结构。
New semantic compression structure.
但最关键的是。
But the most important thing is.
我们无法提前预测。
We cannot predict in advance.
不知道哪个能力会突然出现。
I don't know which ability will suddenly appear.
也不知道哪个能力会突然崩塌。
I don't know which ability will suddenly collapse.
这意味着
This means that
今天的大模型研发本质上仍然高度依赖实验、经验、试错。
Today, the development of large models is essentially still highly dependent on experimental experience and trial and error.
而不是完整理论。
Not a complete theory.
所以
So,
AI 时代最震撼的一件事可能并不是机器开始像人。
The most shocking thing in the age of AI may not be that machines start to resemble humans.
而是极其简单的数学机制。
Instead, it is based on a very simple mathematical mechanism.
居然可以在高维空间里自发涌现出复杂智能。
Surprisingly, complex intelligence can spontaneously emerge in high-risk environments.
而我们还没有真正理解这一切。
But we haven't truly understood all of this.
为什么会发生？
Why does this happen?